Grace be unto us, and peace from God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll begin our service day in thanksgiving and prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we wish to thank Thee that we have been able to awake to this new day of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, if You have called during the night children to Your heavenly home, be with those who sorrow. Dear Heavenly Father, as we begin the last day of these Opistal services, we yet pray and ask that You would be in Your Word through Your Holy Spirit. You would be opening Your Holy Word so that each one of us would receive that portion, that we would have strength to travel one day at a time toward everlasting salvation. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that You would open their ears who have denied Your kingdom or left Your kingdom. Give Your grace to show unto them. Let the call and voice of the Good Shepherd guide them back to the Father's home, as the prodigal son was able to return. Dear Heavenly Father, we, as Your Son has taught, yet pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I will read for my text and a topic for our mutual study from the second book of Moses, its 17th chapter, verses 1 through 7. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is it that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thy hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and the people may drink. And the Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? In Jesus' name, amen. Dear brothers and sisters, all listeners of the word, this travel of the Israelites, which has been written here in the Old Testament, in the books of Moses, is familiar for many of us, from which has been often served when the children of Israel traveled in the wilderness, to which God had sent them from the enslavery of Egypt. The people had left. They were there in the wilderness and moved from one place to another according to the instructions of the Lord. We remember when God sent that people on their travels, he gave to them the instruction to follow that cloud which goes before them and stop at that place where the cloud stops. We also are traveling God, even before he created us in our mother's womb, has known our travels. God guides our travels even today, according to his word. When we come to those situations, when we have to stop and give pause to ask for instructions or to rest, we have been able this week to pause here in the area of the Ranua Opisto here has been preached unto us. Here we have been assured. Here we have been comforted with the Word of God. The travel of the people of Israel, when they had stopped there at Rephidim, it is said here that there was not sufficient water. and people, the people as we are, during this weekend noticed that we need that temporal water to be refreshed. The people of Israel needed water also on their wilderness journey. Here are surely those you brothers and sisters, travel friends, or there listening to the radio or online, who have traveled trekked in the wilderness of northern Finland or elsewhere in the world. Thirst may have surprised you. You may not have not had enough water in your backpack for your journey. You have become thirsty. What happens when one becomes thirsty? Does one become tired? Do you begin to get cold? You need more clothing on you. Do you become angry? You begin to feel sick. Thus happened to the Israelites there on their wilderness journey. They became angry. They rose up against Moses and chided him and asked for water to drink. When Moses asked them, that why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the patience of the Lord? Unto this thirst is tied also a spiritual perspective. We here in this time, in the midst of this world, can come, and many times we become thirsty. Thirst for the Word of God, we yearn for it. And if we do not make it to hear, to listen, may come those situations or life tries us. We may turn with the wrong mind against God. Why does the Lord of life give me these trials? Why must I travel alone? Why am I not accepted as I am? Why do I have such a great burden to provide for my family? Why must I be in pain and filled with illness? These are human questions. What helps? It God helped the people of Israel. When Moses prayed for help from the Lord, when he asked that what must I do unto this people? The Lord said, or God said, go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thy hand and go. In past times, when we did not have telephones in our pockets, and perhaps not even in every home, and when we needed help, we had to leave to get help from the neighbors. Perhaps even at a great distance, with that hope that one would make it to get the help in time. Today, we have help nearby. For many of us, it is in our pocket. We can with the aid of that telephone, call to a dear travel friend. When one becomes thirsty, you do not have to wait for the next service day, and especially if they're at home, is not that one from whom one can ask the gospel. God has greatly blessed us in this time. We can hear the Holy Word. Even now, everywhere where the information networks work, even now, echoes the word of the Lord, where God is guiding you to travel to that fount of living water, is guiding you to travel there, where you can wash that dirty travel robe, this dirt attaches to us on this way. It is seen in our lives oftentimes as stumbling. We can purify, wash this travel robe clean. At these oases in life, at these large celebrations during the summer, these wash those robes of our travel. As in the same manner as at those celebrations in our own home, Zion's. When God led the people of Israel He tried them, but God did not leave them. But his own made it unto the destination. That staff or rod with which Moses left. Traveling toward that rock of Horeb. And when he made it to that stone or rock in Horeb with the elders of the people of Israel, he did not have to travel alone. Just as we, dear brothers and sisters, we do not have to travel alone. We have dear travel friends, brothers and sisters, who are traveling with us on this way to heaven. Of this way to heaven is said that although it is narrow, a straight road, two stumbling travelers can travel side by side, supporting one another. They are not left on the way, but we carry that burden together. I see it in my own work, how burdens are carried together. When those people are doing their military training, perhaps they have a long march before them, or they are returning from a long march. How those group members care for the weakest ones. How they take and carry their backpacks. They lighten the load on that way so they all make it to the destination. But dear travel friends, brothers and sisters, in this image is this of how we can carry. A dear travel friends, a brother's or sister's burdens, travel beside them, listening that what is pressing their hearts. We need someone to travel beside us. And dear travel friends, how important it is that we would see he or she who is traveling alone in this time. Who feels loneliness? That we would not look. That that person would need help. We, each one of us, need support during our lives. And you, dear youth, you perhaps at your lone place of watching, far away from other believers, the enemy surely tells you that it does not pay for you to believe, because nobody cares about you. But I encourage you and say, you are cared for. You are cared for in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ wishes you to follow him, even it may feel that you are alone and left alone. But God gives aid. That rock of which the Lord of life, as it is said, that it is the Christ rock from which the people of Israel were able to drink when Moses smote it. From it began to flow water, and the people were able to drink. Have we not been able to today and during this weekend been able to be at the base of that rock of Christ, and we have been able to drink of that water of life, that water which flows and gives unto us eternal life in our home in heaven. With this water, we can wash that dirty travel robe. We can cleanse ourselves. We receive strength to travel towards heaven. Our temporal travels they are of different lengths. If we think temporally, child, a youth has their life before them, perhaps decades, tens of years. But we and you who have already lived for tens of years, the probability from a temporal perspective that the end of your life is near. But it does not mean that a child or youth can trust in this, that they have decades before them, or a middle-aged person cannot trust in this, that I have yet time in this life. And also you, dear travel friend, brother and sister, who are all perhaps already waiting for that day. God gives us life and ends our temporal lives. But what is the most important matter? It is this, that we would have our own sins forgiven. That our name would be in the book of life, that we can one day hear the voice of the Good Shepherd when he comes the second time to bring his own home. Come, ye blessed of my Father. And own that kingdom that I have prepared at the beginning of the world. We here in this time, we are yet traveling. We are journeying, endeavoring, each one of us carrying our own backpacks. At times that backpack presses us down, that our knees give way, that we are not able to take the next step, but we stumble. We need that water of life. As the psalm writer wrote, he refreshes my soul. He guides me on that correct way for the glory of his name. But he guides us to those green pastures and to the founts of living water. Now we are at that fount of living water. You, dear travel friend, who are pained, feel pain underneath your own sinfulness. You feel how that backpack is weighing you down, that your footsteps are not lifting up, but I am stumbling and my knees are giving way. Listen, dear travel friend, you can lighten that backpack. You can believe. All sins and doubts forgiven. In the name and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. Unto peace, freedom, and joy. We have, dear friends, it is secure to travel. Only goodness is before us. If you are listening to the sermon, you, dear travel friend, here on this service site or at home, or where you may be. And you may feel that God is speaking unto you. I do not have the peace of God in my heart, but I would wish to own it. I would encourage you to believe now under this sermon. Believe all your sins forgiven, as well as the sin of unbelief in the name and precious atoning blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I think of you, dear children and youth, you a little bit older, who have left from the kingdom of God, who have been able to grow up as a dweller in the kingdom of God, but you have been led away by the enemy of souls. Listen, God is calling, the good shepherd is calling you back. He calls all, even those who have lost their childhood faith in the ways of this world. The enemy gives us obstacles. I remember from my childhood when my father spoke of a certain family's father. He had an obstacle for repentance, brothers and neighbors. What will they say if I was to repent? They will leave me. But the gospel, in the gospel of the kingdom of God, the Lord of life himself says that to become a inhabitant of the kingdom of God, they will receive all that which they need in this time. And the Lord of life also asked of his own disciples to leave their temporal lives and to follow him. But the speech of that father carried fruit. That this one who was spoken to received the grace of repentance. He made it to dwell in the kingdom of God. It is important, dear brothers and sisters, to sow that good seed. God gives increase. We do not perhaps ourselves even see it, but we can trust in the care of God. In all the days of our lives, remain you, dear travel friend, brother and sister, even now believing, all sins forgiven, in the name and precious atonement blood of the Lord Jesus, be blessed and secure, you small children. You too can believe your own sins forgiven. You youth, you mothers and fathers, you can believe all sins forgiven. You aunts and uncles and grandparents, you too can believe. We all have a good and good God who cares for us. In all the days of our lives, he refreshes us at the founts of living water. And I too ask, that can I yet believe my own sins forgiven? Thus I wish to believe, together with the people of God. Thus it is secure, safe for us to leave in the good care of God and his word of grace. In Jesus' name, amen.